else like to learn stuff? I know a lot of us do. And I was actually talking this morning at breakfast, and we were asking about this. You know, we go to zoos and aquariums, and we love to go to places and look at big animals, small animals, understand animals. And I wondered this, often we think about the big animals are the ones that we've got to watch out for, okay? The lions, the tigers. But I want to have four small creatures I'm going to show you in a minute. And I want you to tell me, are these creatures dangerous or not dangerous? Okay, so number one, we have this. And if you can't, you probably won't see it at home if you're on the screen watching this online. But it's called the blue ringed octopus. It's the size of a golf ball. Now, who thinks this is dangerous? Who thinks it's not dangerous? Oh, okay. A lot of people do think it's dangerous. Okay. Well, in fact, okay, this little octopus, I quite like eating octopus, but I don't think I quite like eating this octopus, okay? Apparently, even though it is only the size of a golf ball, one bite can kill up to 26 men. Imagine that. I've met some scary people in my life. That's a lot more scary. Okay. Now, this is the next one here. I don't know how to pronounce this. I really wish I should have pronounced this phonetically. But an Erkandinchi, okay, something like that, jellyfish. It's quite a little cute jellyfish. You sort of see them sometimes, don't you, at aquariums, and they have flashing lights behind them. Who thinks this particular jellyfish? Remember, some places that eat jellyfish. I don't know why. Okay, who thinks this one's dangerous? Who thinks it's not dangerous? One hand up there. In fact, this one is actually dangerous. It's the size of a person's fingertip, okay, this jellyfish, yet it can cause extreme pain that even morphine can't touch. So if this thing the size of your finger catches you, morphine can't even, and it can cause fatal hemorrhages through the toxins. That's kind of horrible. Okay, let's move on a little bit more. Some people eat snails. Anyone like snails here? Harry, I quite like a snail. See, I've had a few, they're quite tasty. Not my garden snails, just to clarify. Okay. So what about, this is called the cone snail. It's quite tiny. It's really small little thing. Okay. Who thinks this one is dangerous? You've probably seen the shells. Okay. Anyone not think it's dangerous? Oh, you're getting the hang of this now. Some of you are not sure. Well, in fact, this little one here, they have modified teeth called radii, okay, or raduli or something like that. And they're so sharp, they can even get through a wetsuit, even though it's a tiny little thing. And a tiny little bit of this creature a little bit of their venom can kill up to 20 adults. This tiny little one. Okay, the next one here. I got to have a spider. Who hates spiders? Anyone like spiders here? I really don't mind them. Okay, so this is a little spider. Okay, so here it is. This one here, it's called the funnel web spider. Now, there's got to be a trick one here somewhere, hasn't there? Who thinks this one's dangerous? Who thinks this one's not dangerous? Who would say every spider's dangerous? So they were like, okay, some people then. Well, this spider, its bite is twice as deadly as cyanide. Okay, this tiny, tiny little cute spider. Okay, and the truth of the matter is, little creatures, sometimes we always think of the big creatures we have to watch out for, but little creatures can be so dangerous. The other day, I've had new glasses because my eyesight's not great, and I didn't have my glasses on. And I saw a fly in my house, so I whacked the fly as hard as I could. And actually, what I did was I can't remember, it was a towel on top of it. And I went and I thought, this fly, it keeps on buzzing. So I whacked it again. And this fly was like just buzzing again. I thought, I'm just going to kill this fly. So as I put my hand to lift up the towel, through the towel, I discovered it was a wasp right on the end of my finger. Absolute agony. I tell you what, that wasp didn't last much longer. Okay. And it's amazing how this little creature that's so small can cause so much damage. And today we're going to look at James chapter 3. And this is what it says in James chapter 3, verses 3 to 8. It says these words. So James chapter 3. This is Jesus' half-brother James saying these words. And he said this. When we put bits into the mouths. See if it's on the air. Here we go. Bits into the mouths of horses and make them obey us. We can turn the whole animal. Or take ships, for example. Although they're so large and driven by strong winds, they're steered by a small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue is also a fire of a world of evil amongst the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body. It sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and itself sets on fire by hell. All the animals, the birds, the reptiles, the sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It's restless evil and full of deadly poison. So we talked about the little creatures that can cause loads of problems. And the truth of the matter is, when James was writing here in the Bible, he says one of the things that can cause the most problems in your life is your tongue. And it's not just because, like, my little daughter, okay, when we go through London, we know when everyone else is saying about being COVID secure, we had to stop her licking the underground, okay? I don't understand why. She's a bit crazy. And I'm like, stop licking everything in sight, okay? She's just a bit random sometimes. And not just because you lick random things, but sometimes your tongue is actually really powerful. Now, some people used to say to us that the tongue is the most powerful muscle in the body. In fact, you know, it's not actually true, or the biggest. The most powerful muscle in the body is your gluteus maximus. For those you want to know what that is, your most powerful muscle in your body is your bottom. Okay, you imagine, go and tell your teacher that tomorrow. Okay. But even though the tongue is not the biggest or the strongest, it is actually can be the most powerful. It can control people. It can hurt people. It can break people. It can lift people. It can encourage people. You know, when I was little, there was a saying they used to say, oh, here we go, back to the 40 here. When I was little, there was a saying they used to say, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And the truth of the matter is that's not true. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never leave me. And for a lot of people, someone might have hurt you when you're younger on the playground. Someone might have hit you. You know, your body gets better. But when someone says something to you, it's really hard. How many of you adults can remember someone saying something bad to you at school? It's true, isn't it? And words are really hard, and words are so powerful. And what James says here is he says words can really change people's directions. So he talks about a ship, and he says a ship's rudder, this little thing at the end here. He says that little rudder, which is 0.1% of a ship, that little rudder on the bottom of the ship can change the direction of a ship, however big it is. Something so small. He says, you know, in fact, he also says a little spark can burn down a whole forest when it catches fire. The way you speak to someone can help them, build them up, or pull them down. It can make someone happy. It can make someone sad. It can help some make someone believe in themselves. So if you tell someone that they're stupid and you keep telling them that they're stupid, do you know what's going to happen? They're eventually going to think that they're stupid. You know, they might start thinking that way. If you keep telling somebody that they're greedy when they're not, do you know what they're going to think? I'm just greedy. If you tell someone that they're fat and you keep telling them that they're fat, it's a good chance they may turn around and say, you know what? I'm fat. And that's why James says here that your words are really powerful. They can cause so much damage. What you say can be really evil, but what you say can also really help people. Now, a few weeks ago in the Bible study on a Wednesday night, my group, I shared this story. But in my school, I had a teacher called Mr. Thompson. Now, I was a fat, smelly kid, okay? There was a lot of different stuff going on at home. When I was at high school, and a lot of people said a lot of things to me. Some of it right, some of it wrong. And I thought I wasn't going to achieve anything. And I didn't even think I was going to be clever enough to go to college or university or anything. I didn't even think I could get any job, if I'm honest. I thought I was just going to be nothing. And he came up to me one day and he said these words. He said, "Jim, you can be anything that you want to be." And I turned around and I was a dyslexic person who really found writing hard. And I said to him, "I want to be a lawyer." And he went to me, "If you want to be a lawyer, you can become a lawyer." Truth of the matter is, I probably never could have become a lawyer. Okay. But he gave me those words and he said to me, "Jim, you can do anything that you want." Do you know what the funny thing I did was I actually believed him. And I ended up leaving school doing better than anyone else thought I could do. Now, the truth of the matter is I could never become a professional footballer, which is what I wanted to do as well, because if you ever watched me play football, you'd understand completely, okay? But I can turn my mind to anything. You can do anything. And what amazed me was last week, I'm not going to talk about it too much, but I ran my first marathon and I got through it to the end. Okay. I couldn't walk at the end of it, but that doesn't matter. And, but you know what really encouraged me was I had my name written on there and it says Jim. As if you didn't know, my name was Jim. Okay. And as I was running around, people were shouting to me, "Go on, Jim, you can do it." And I'm like, I haven't got a clue who you are, but it really helped me. And when I was getting to mile 20 and 21 and I wanted to die, okay, I said to Naomi, I got to the stage where I wanted a hug. Now, those of you who know me, I never want a hug ever, okay, in my life. And all I kept thinking to myself is I need a hug. And that's how bad I was. And these people came to me, "Jim, come on, keep going." And when people weren't reading my name properly, I was trying to make sure they could read it. I kept thinking to them, "Come on, tell me my name. Just say, go on, Jim." Because those words really encouraged me to get me to the end. And James says here that your words are powerful. So I want you to encourage you just for a moment. If you're with your parents, your kid here, talk to your parents. If not, if you're with someone else, quickly turn to someone else. If you want to just think about this by yourself, think about yourself. But I want to ask you two questions just to finish with. The first question is this. When was the last time that somebody said something nice to you that really helped you? Just think to yourself, when was the last time someone said really nice to you? Just think about it. Say to the person next to you, if you want to say it to the person next to you quickly, when was the last time someone said something nice to you? If you're next to your husband or wife, quickly tell them. Mine was when they shouted, "Come on, you can do it." Okay. Because those words really, I bet you they liked those words, didn't you? They were really encouraging. Really encouraging. The next thing I want you to do, and I encourage you to do this now, maybe write it on your phone. You can pull your phone out, or maybe write it as soon as you get home. Not Facebook though, okay? I want to ask you these two questions now to finish with. We'll do a quick question even. I want you to think of two kind words. Maybe you know some people you're going to be with tomorrow at work. Maybe your colleagues, or you're someone else on the school run, or maybe you're at school with your friends. What are two kind things you can do next week that will make a difference in somebody's life? What two things can you say to someone that was going to encourage them, that's going to build them up? So encourage you, just tell someone next year. If you want to think about this, you can tell someone next year what you want to say, or you can just think about it in your head. But what two words can you say that are going to give somebody life this week? Your tongue can make someone feel really bad about themselves, or it can make someone feel really good about themselves. What are you going to choose this week?